I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Still to come, voices from the past and the present. The curator of the series, This I Believe, will tell us how the series came about and how you can be part of it now. But first, we want to get an update on a drug bust in San Diego last week. Authorities say a six-month sting operation netted $60,000 in cash, weapons, and more than 100 arrests. But among those arrested were dozens of students at San Diego State University. This has raised questions about whether campuses have become a focus for something more serious than recreational drug selling. Here to talk about this is Alan Ray, senior editor for member station KPBS in San Diego. Welcome. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Alan, first of all, there seems to be some dispute about how many actual students were involved. The initial report said there were 75 students arrested. The university disputes that, says the number was half that. Do we know?
Well, we know that the total number of arrests is now up to 125, but the number keeps moving. When we first heard last week of the sweep by the DEA, they said 96 arrests. They said there were students. Then there were 75, and we finally heard from the president of the university, Stephen Weber, that the number of students was actually 33. And then we found out that the number of people arrested, at least truly arrested in this sting, was about 75, because the DEA actually started counting arrests beginning back in January, and the sweep didn't start till March.
How did the sting operation start? I understand that there was an overdose of a student, and that kind of they started sort of tracing back the supply. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Actually, two students have overdosed in the last year. One of them was kind of the impetus for the beginning of this investigation. The investigation started out with San Diego State University police themselves. When they got an idea of what was going on and the possible extent of the operations involved here, they called in the DEA. But interestingly, in calling in the Drug Enforcement Administration, the San Diego State University police did not notify President Stephen Weber that they were doing it.
Really? Why not?
Well, even Stephen Weber says he thinks it was a good idea they didn't, because he didn't want, and the DEA and San Diego State University Police shouldn't have appeared to have had any kind of influence exerted on them by the president or by the administration. So Stephen Weber himself is just fine with the way things went down.
How is the community responding to this news, the different stakeholders, you know, students, parents, community folks? I bet you there are very different views about this.
Well, there are some really different views, beginning with the administration, which has for decades tried to diminish or eliminate the reputation of San Diego State University as a party school. Playboy ranked at number 5 in the nation as party schools in 2006. And this is going to be a big step back for them in that direction. There's some concern about whether or not it might be more difficult for the university to, say, to recruit and get scholarships for athletes who might be concerned about possible drug taint in coming to school here. And there are students who now say that had they known before they committed to come here, they probably wouldn't have agreed to come to San Diego State. So it's going to be an issue with the student population. There's a broader question here, though, being raised increasingly around the university, and that is that, okay, we have 100 people or so arrested for drugs, but nobody keeps any count of the number of alcohol arrests, and the number of alcohol sales permits around the campus has actually increased. So the concern, among other things, for some people is that they're just looking at the wrong drug for real problems.
That's interesting. And this, what about this question that there was a concern on the one hand that there were weapons found and you know, cash? It implies that this is kind of a fairly professional drug ring. And there was a concern that somehow these folks are kind of set up on campus. On the other hand, people are saying, no, these are the little fish. You know, what is there any sort of consensus on that?
Well, actually, no, because some of these kids obviously were frat boys. Interestingly, a couple of them had Homeland Security majors, and one was just about 2 weeks away from getting his master's. Interestingly, they were so unsophisticated in terms of taking care of their privacy and their secrecy that some sent out mass text messages offering deals on cocaine, and there was one message saying we're going to be unavailable for a couple of weeks because we're going to Las Vegas on a break. On the other hand, at least one of these people was a Los Angeles County gang member who investigators believe had ties to the Mexican drug cartels who have been killing so many people south of the border.
Oh, it sounds like there's more to learn about this whole situation, Alan. Alan Ray, a senior editor for member station KPBS in San Diego, he joined us by phone. Thanks so much, Alan.
My pleasure, Michelle.